And that wasn't a difficult diagnosis to make. I made it. And I set to work treating her. I gave her aspirin. I gave her medications to relieve the strain on her heart. I gave her medications that we call diuretics, water pills, to get her to pee out the excess fluid. And over the course of the next hour and a half or two, she started to feel better. And I felt really good. And that's when I made my first mistake. I sent her home. Actually, I made two more mistakes. I sent her home without speaking to my attending. I didn't pick up the phone and do what I was supposed to do, which is to call my attending and run the story by him so he would have a chance to see her for himself. And he knew her, he would have been able to furnish additional information about her. Maybe I did it for a good reason, you know? Maybe I didn't want to be a high-maintenance resident. Maybe I wanted to be so successful and so able to take responsibility that I would do so and I would be able to take care of my attending's patients without even having to contact him. The second mistake that I made was worse. In sending her home, I disregarded a little voice deep down inside that was trying to tell me, Goldman, not a good idea, don't do this. In fact, so lacking in confidence was I that I actually asked the nurse who was looking after Mrs. Drucker, do you think it's okay if she goes home? And the nurse thought about it and said, very matter-of-factly, yeah, I think she'll do okay. I can remember that like it was yesterday.